High pressure is in control from the Canadian Maritimes, extending through New York and New England and south along the Atlantic coast, keeping it dry. And we'll have a fair amount of sunshine today, although clouds will tend to increase and thicken late this afternoon and towards sunset. Temperatures not as cold as recent days, however, still on the colder side of average, with highs reaching into the lower to mid-20s on average, and that'll set us up for a cold night tonight. Clouds will increase, though, as a clipper heads through the Midwest and Great Lakes and in our direction. Right now, it looks like that clipper will wind up pushing some light snow showers into the region overnight, and that could dust the ground for the morning drive tomorrow as temperatures drop back into the teens. That system will be a slow mover and only head into the region during the day tomorrow, and that means we'll stick with the clouds and light snow or occasional snow showers dusting the ground up to a couple of inches by the end of the day for just about everyone. A storm system along the East Coast and energy diving through the Ohio Valley and heading toward the mid-Atlantic will combine to form a deeper storm off the East Coast starting Tuesday night. Right now, it looks like most of the region will be too far away from this storm to have a substantial snowfall, but it does look like some bonus snow could fall from the Hudson River and points east. And while most locations west of the Hudson will manage to squeeze out another inch or two, several more inches of snow could fall from the Taconics and Rensselaer Plateau east into most of New England, which could add up to another 3 to 5 inches of snow by Wednesday morning. The system will spend most of Wednesday tracking away from the region, so we'll start a drying trend and even a return to sunshine during the day on Wednesday with high temperatures around 30 degrees. At this point, we'll watch a ridge of high pressure begin to build in, both at the surface and aloft, keeping the weather dry Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend, with a gradual warm-up lower to mid-30s late in the week and 40s for Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will steadily drop southward today, reaching central Texas by this evening and the western Gulf Coast by tomorrow morning. Northerly winds will usher in Arctic air behind the front, with temperatures roughly 15 to 30 degrees below average for this time of year across the central and northern plains. Given this is the coldest time of year, this translates into highs below zero for much of the Dakotas, with below freezing highs as far south as northern Texas and into northern Kansas. Wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued. As the cold front moves southward through Texas tonight, it'll encounter moisture moving north from the Gulf of Mexico, producing a wintry mix of precipitation extending from central Texas across the Ark-La-Tex and into the lower Mississippi Valley. Snow will be the main precipitation type from far northeastern Texas into and across the Mississippi River Valley, and winter storm warnings have been issued. But sleet and freezing rain are expected for central and southern Texas starting tonight and lasting into early tomorrow night. And even minor accumulations of ice could cause significant travel problems, given these parts of the South are not accustomed to handling these conditions. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy near 30, Boston cloudy, breezy, snow showers in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 65 set in 1995, and the record low 20 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with thickening clouds late this afternoon and highs in the teens. Cloudy with snow showers developing overnight tonight, with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds late in the day today after sunshine and highs in the mid and upper 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows back to around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds giving way to thickening clouds late this afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with snow showers developing overnight tonight, lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers developing tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing and thickening clouds later on, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy with snow showers overnight tonight and lows back into the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, light snow, dusting up to a couple of inches in most places, around 30. Snow Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon, around 30. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.